and welcome to your before and after for Saw 3, a.k.a. Sainted It.
Sainted It.
We had Saw, we had Seen, and now we Sainted It.
Yeah.
Going to be honest, I said it before, if you've listened to these in order, I recall nothing about this movie, other than it having one of my favorite traps of the whole franchise in it.
Oh, you like traps? You're gay. All right, let's do predictions. I guess there's going to be a cop who's investigating the Saw murders, who's going to get somehow embroiled in the story, and then he's probably going to be dead or left for dead by the end of the film. Oh man, should we have added the fact that Adam dies of starvation in the little room as a death of either one or two? Or maybe that's a halfway in between death. That's Saw and a half.
Saw 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Donnie Wahlberg's desiccated corpse in this one?
Like I said, I do not recall at all. This one maybe I've seen the least, because this one is just,
this is right before the reboot when they really like ramp it up, like Three Fast, Three Furious.
Kind of.
Oh no.
I would say this is the last of the, traditional Saw. Mm-hmm. This is the last one of the traditional Saw trilogy.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that we're up to like 12 people. Maybe two different rooms.
I'm trying to remember if
two different games.
I'm trying to remember if
the and then a game with the cop.
If the roulette scene I'm thinking of is from three or not.
That we'll find out.
But I want to say that that's five. No. Five is the maybe four. Yeah, I think after three they go full on
slasher movie style, or just like trap after trap in a disjointed storyline.
Yep. Yep.
Cool. I just have to ask why.
Yeah.
That this movie, the only movies that I don't get harder than this is the Paranormal Activity franchise. You ever watch any of those?
No.
They are fucking terrible.
It's just, I mean, it's all, I know it's all like handy cam footage of like stuff being moved with fishing wire.
And then a jump scare.
Yeah.
And there's like nothing going on.
Yeah.
It'll just be like a shot of a bedroom. And then, like, a sheet will be standing there. Yeah. And like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that could happen to me. I sleep.
Yeah. I don't get those movies. And there's, like, five of them.
Oh, there's more than five.
Is there really more than five?
First one was 2010, 2011.
It's like a haunted house for people who don't want to walk. Right? Because that's what most, that's what you get.
Yeah.
So the thing that I hate is, I hate jump scares. I hate them.
Anything
on principle, I hate jump scares. That's why my big scare in the haunted house.
Because it's just like quiet, loud noise.
Yeah,
and fast image, a
sudden image, loud noise. It's all in editing, and there's no tension. Like there are movies that cause fear because they build tension.
Yeah.
It's like when I was in the haunted house, my favorite thing was to be at the one end of a hallway, and when the people entered the hallway, I would run full speed at them.
Yes,
and they saw me coming.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh God, someone's coming at us, and then I would stop, and that would be the diffusion of the tension and the jump scare. Yeah. But there was tension leading up to it, as opposed to like your scare.
Well, so I was gonna say this is funny because I actually had two different. I had both scares. I had the tension scare when I was in the cage.
Yeah.
I had this solo cage that I would be locked in, quote unquote, locked in.
Yeah.
And people would have to like U-turn around the cage to get to the next area. And so I can, you know, do weird voices or look at them all creepy.
Jerk off.
Actually, I kissed a girl in one of them with the zipper closed.
Very nice.
Because she wanted to.
I hadn't heard that story before.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Huh. Yeah, no, I had the zip.
His mask was it was a full face cloth, like a mask.
Burlap sack.
With two holes cut in the eyes, and then the mouth was just straight across flat zipper.
Zipper, yeah.
Yeah.
And it tied in the back.
Yeah.
Up top and then down top. And it was
suspiciously
painted
missing.
With blood and oil other stuff, and all stuff.
Yeah.
I wish I had that.
I wish you did too.
I have one.
Because it disappeared the second year.
Yeah.
It disappeared between our first year and our second year.
I had a backup one and I might have thrown it out because it wasn't the good one. But if not, I still haven't. But it was, it was not a good paint job on it.
Yeah. So then you'd slide out of the cage and scare him.
Yeah. Cause the cage had a false back. I could do that. But also once they got going into the next part, the next area, I had an area in between the two hallways,
mm-hmm.
Where I could get him again.
Yeah.
There was a chain link fence that was pretty loose, which let me like go up against and get real up in their face.
Yeah. But still separated.
And then the other times I would be hiding behind a strobe light in a bunch of barrels with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
A fake chainsaw, of course, but it had a big old speaker on the bottom and a revver.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just on and off. It was you on and then you could rev it. Of course, you hold a chainsaw up, so the big speaker's coming at him, and I'm behind a strobe light. You can't see anyone behind a strobe light.
No.
So that was, water bottle. It was the water bottle.
No, the fridge is on a little high.
Oh, is it frozen complete? Yeah, that's your jump scare, though.
God damn it, Stevie Nicks.
But jump scares work in...
They do. That's why you're there.
Yes.
They don't work in film.
Yeah.
They work in video games, and I hate them. But these movies don't have a jump scare. They're supposed to build tension.
Yeah.
And they really don't... succeed at doing that. The first movie, there was tension. It was like, is he gonna kill him? Is this gonna happen?
Yeah.
But then nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I assume the ending is gonna be chasing someone down a hallway.
I do not recall. Because I've seen one multiple times. I've seen two multiple times. I caught it on TV when around the time like 5 was in theaters.
Yeah. There are 6 more of these.
Yeah.
Very bad. We are 1/4 of the way through.
Yes.
And after this, we'll be under half.
Yeah.
We'll be 3/8 of the way.
Yep.
Because there are 8 films and I can do fractions. Well, that's fine.
The short before.
Yeah.
Hopefully this one's a little more interesting.
Yeah, we'll get some ranked on some more kills.
Two.
Yeah. Hopefully this is better than 2. If this isn't better than 2, I'm going to put myself in a real bear trap, just a regular bear trap,
yeah.
And I'm just going to have it chop my head off. And then I'm going to mail my head to the people that made these movies.
James Wan,
and it's going to be spring-loaded in the box, so he opens it up, and my head will just fly out and headbutt him, and then I'll realize it's a severed head.
Yeah, and then he'll clean the blood off with the $1 billion he made. but then he'll have to go to the bank, put that in the bank to recover from the losses he's going to make.
Are they making an Aquaman 2?
I believe so.
Oh, no. Well, we'll be back in a moment. Saw 3 is the worst Saw movie since Saw 2, which was the worst Saw movie since Saw, which is the worst movie.
Boy,
I fucking hated that film. I hated every fucking minute of the hour 53 runtime, which was way too fucking long. They was totally filled with nothing but flashbacks. The real killer of the Saw franchise is fucking flashbacks and killing the interest. I have a headache. The editing of these movies is awful.
That was odd.
The film work is, the filmmaking camera work is awful. The story's awful. The only thing that's good about these movies is that the credits roll and you know you can go home.
Yeah, there's
if
a reason.
If I was in theaters for this movie, I would have been asked to leave.
There's a reason I did not remember much of Saw 3.
Because it sucks dick.
Holy shit. It is so melodramatic.
So I was right. There was two situations going on, but then there was a situation in a situation in a situation. And it was like, oh! Here's the thing that I don't get about this, yeah. Right? So at the end, it turns out that Linda is all fucking off. She's off the rails with her jigsaw puzzles.
Uh-huh.
Who voiced the tapes in the fucking things Linda was doing? If you want to be some kind of fucking mentor, old man, maybe you should have some words with your apprentice when she does shit you don't like. When I have fucking electricians show up that know jack shit about stage lighting, I'm not just like, well, maybe you guys will figure it out as we go. No, I tell them when they're wrong, because that's what a leader does. That's what a leader does. He says, hey, you're fucking up real bad here.
Yeah, imagine if like a Damian Wayne...
Uh-huh.
Because he was trained to be a killer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when he's first Robin, he has a lot of trouble holding back. Imagine if Batman was just like, Damian, did you kill another criminal?
No, he doesn't even address it. He's just like, okay, Damian, you killed that last criminal. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and do it again and just see if he fucking learned anything.
Yeah.
This whole movie is just like seventh grade epistemology of just being like, I'm not a murderer. You're 100% a fucking murderer. And stop trying to fucking justify it to yourself. You all died fuck. You all fucking died fuck. You kidnapped a kid and you killed it. You put it in a room to suffocate to death. You murdered a child. You're a fucking child murderer. So we got 9 deaths in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Got power saw throat slash.
Yeah.
Shotgun collar.
Uh-huh.
Shotgun box.
Yeah.
Got shot.
Uh-huh.
The rack. Saran wrap.
Uh-huh.
Nail bomb.
Yeah.
Tarps off. Take your shirt off.
Yeah.
And popsicle lady.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go ahead and tie them all for last place with this movie sucks dick! I don't want to do any more of these.
No?
I hate this franchise.
Here's the thing, though, right?
A mediocre movie with a bad ending.
Yeah.
Bad movie with a bad ending.
Uh-huh.
Worse movie with a worse ending.
Here's the thing, though, right? So, Amanda's dead.
Is she, though? Is she, though?
We watched her die.
Is she, though?
She did the...
Is she, though?
She did the bad acting.
Is she, though?
She did the bad acting. Limp. Go limp. Yeah. So she's dead. Jigsaw's dead.
Is he, though?
That was a lot of blood.
He's... I set up all these fucking traps from beyond the grave. Oh, I didn't actually bleed out. It's all part of my master fucking plan. Who the fuck cares? I'm sure they'll find some dumbass way to bring him back, or he's one spooky ghost from beyond the grave. He set this all up before he died. Fucking man is dying of cancer and can follow every fucking happening of these people's lives to be determine whether or not they need judgment. Why don't you get a fucking hobby that doesn't involve murdering people? Why don't you go take up some fucking golf? Or, I don't know, put a gun in your mouth and kill yourself! The fucking people that wrote this movie should not be allowed in Hollywood. This is a bad movie. This is a 100% bad, stupid movie written by seventh graders with all the fucking depth of a fucking seventh grader. I'd rather sit down with a sixth grader and talk about how hot Pamela Anderson is for 7.5 years.
This same guy wrote Upgrade.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He wrote the first one. That guy wrote the first one.
Yeah, he wrote this one too.
No.
Yeah.
Other people wrote these.
No, he was. It was on. It was written by his. His name was the first one.
First one or the only one?
First one.
Because what I read said someone else wrote a movie, and then they're like, let's turn it into a Saw movie, and he helped workshop it into a Saw movie. So.
That really makes sense. Someone wrote
a body horror film.
No, someone wrote a sad dad movie. Someone wrote a I want my family back sad dad movie, and they turned it into a Saw movie.
I don't understand how people watched that and said, like, yeah, it was great. Let's go see it. I understand why the second one got made, right? First movie is one of the most profitable horror films ever made.
Ever made.
You make a second movie.
Yeah.
That guy makes a bunch of money because the first one was so good and everybody's watching it on DVD. Yeah. And second one's not good. So you make a third one.
Profit's profit, man.
But people still show up to make five more movies. If you watch this in theaters and were like, that's great, I'm going to go see Saw 4, you might be retarded. This is why all our movies suck. This is why all of our movies suck. Because people sit and watch this and they're just like, what a thrilling horror cinema experience.
Let's see. Do you know there's a movie called Saw 3D, which is in this franchise, but it wasn't the one we just watched? Saw 3 is not also... Saw 3D is a different movie. Because 2006, 3D wasn't in. So I'm on Metacritic. Saw 3 has a 48...
That is way too generous.
Metascore and a 6.8 user score.
6.8 out of 10 or 6.8 out of 100? Because I'd give it a 6.8 out of 100.
On Metacritic, it says writer James Wan and Lee Whannell.
Oh, my God. So they did write this.
Yeah. I think that it has some of the... more interesting traps.
Yeah. Oh, so that's not a trap. That's not a trap. That's 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 not a trap. And that's not really a trap. You just got blown up by a bomb.
That's better than Saw 2.
So you got a shotgun box, which is a trap, which is stupid. You got the rack, which is stupid.
The rack was really cool.
You got the shotgun collar, which is stupid. You got the tarps off, which is stupid. And you have the popsicle lady, which is stupid. And congratulate. This is the other thing that pisses me off about fucking Saw 3 is that it was the same scene three times, and each time it took like 25 minutes of my life away.
Yeah.
Jeff, here's a guy who did a thing. You can fix their thing or you can let them die.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I don't know what I'm going to do. My name is Jeff. I am so emotionally confused right now. I'm going to stare at the ceiling. Now I'm going to stare at the floor. Now I'm going to rub my face.
While I have flashbacks.
Now I'm going to have some flashbacks. Now that the flashbacks are over, I'm going to bare my teeth and go, "Urgh."
I guess I'll help them.
I guess I'll help. Oh, it's too fucking late. They're dead. Three times they did this scene. Three times.
Yeah.
You know what I call that?
What?
Bad writing.
Yeah.
There's a little thing you learn in acting class. It's all about, it's stakes and negotiation. Mm-hmm. And you always have to raise the stakes.
Yeah.
Like, the first one to the second one, right, it's like, you got to grab this key. And then the second one, you got to burn your son's possessions. So you have to, like, have this moment and let go. But then the third one is just the same thing again.
Yeah, it's just, hey, here's the...
And here's how we get away with saving the guy in the second one. We killed him in the third one.
Yeah, yep.
All I wish I could go back to, in time to 2006 or whenever this movie came out and just cancel the whole franchise. I want to go back to 2003 before they shot the 10-minute short film.
Yeah.
And put Lee Whannell in his fucking little bear trap thing and kill him.
Yeah. That's when you go back in time and say, hey, Lee, I know you're really working hard on this whole Saw thing, but I'm from the future. And how about instead of doing that, you think about like some cool sci-fi stuff. Start thinking about some like cool, some science fiction stuff. Think about like self-driving cars and like implanting computers in your brain and stuff.
No.
Start thinking about that.
Let's get rid of Upgrade. I will gladly sacrifice Upgrade, a movie I have enjoyed watching two times, to never have these movies exist. Upgrade was great, right? I'd watch it again.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those movies where the twist happens, but it's still a good payoff.
Sure.
The journey's great.
Sure.
Totally worth not watching that movie ever again. Someone's going to make a cool sci-fi movie eventually.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Just like eventually someone will make a horror franchise that's good again. It's not this one.
No, it's not. Yeah, my draw to the franchise has always just been the traps.
Yeah, so you could just watch like a fucking best of Saw traps video on YouTube.
Box Office Mojo top 10 Saw kills,
and not have to deal with all the bullshit story melodramatic fuckery.
It's hard to.
There's a scene
overstate.
Where Linda takes her pants off so she can cut her leg because she's so upset that the old man
doesn't love her
or something, and it's just like, holy fuck. A sixth grader with teen angst wrote this.
It sure seems like it. It's hard to overstate how melodramatic this one is in comparison to the other movies.
Yeah.
It opened up fairly well with Donnie Wahlberg smashing his own foot. But then like we leave that
until the end of the movie.
The end of the movie, we find out, he's just dead now.
Yeah, and they don't even show that he's dead, how he died. He's just dead now.
We were told he got dead.
We found out that Linda killed Adam in the first movie by putting a bag over his head.
Closed that loop.
Yeah. I hate this movie. I can't really state. I don't think I can clearly articulate just how much I hate this film.
He hated it.
I pulled out my Switch and started playing Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I put down my Switch and started reading the trivia of the first three movies. And a lot of times when I read trivia of a movie while I'm watching it, I don't read the spoilers discussions.
Yeah.
I read during this one. Yeah. I don't care. There is a... My head hurts. There's a segment where the doctor lady is just like getting some stuff off some shelves, and it's like, but if all those sounds were flashes,
yeah,
and it's just like, oh, it's a good thing I'm not epileptic, because I'd be dead.
Yeah, it's very 2006.
There's a fight scene that was filmed by Michael Jackson or by
wow, that's how'd you get to that? How'd you get there?
Michael Jordan
filmed the fight scene.
It's filmed by Michael J. Fox off his meds during a 10.0 earthquake while the earth topples off its axis and flies into the sun.
Yeah. there's a lot of shaky cam. There's a lot of that super fast editing of nothing going on.
Yeah.
It's so the colors are so
40% of this movie
cranked up.
40% of this movie is flashbacks.
Do you
think that's a good estimate?
Maybe more like 33%, but it's a lot.
No, it's way more than a third of this movie.
You think so?
Yeah. Cause they're, There are constant flashbacks. The end of the movie is a series of flashbacks of stuff we already saw in the movie.
Yeah, that was the worst part.
Like, God damn it.
Like, we just watched this 5 minutes ago.
There's a segment where the dude is trapped in a box, and in the box, he plays a tape recorder. And the tape recorder's like, hey, man, your son died. We're going to give you a chance to get revenge. You've been consumed by revenge for all this time. And then he falls out of the box, and when he falls out of the box, we go into a 10-minute flashback where we see how he's consumed by revenge and not paying attention to his daughter. It's just like, we know. You've already violated the cardinal rule of filmmaking, show, don't tell. But since you've already told us, might as well show it to us, too.
Yeah.
Seriously, what fucking film school do these guys go to? Because it should not be allowed to graduate people into the film industry ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm writing an angry letter to somebody. Somebody's getting a fucking really angry letter. Your movies suck. You suck. I hope you get AIDS and die. James Wan, Lee, whatever.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, all
Michael,
everyone.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Fuck that guy. And I swear to God. So there's a fucking Saw, the final chapter, and it's not the last fucking Saw movie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I want to say, I think that's Saw 3D. I think Saw the Final Chapter is Saw 3D. Unless it's, no, yeah.
Saw 2, 7, Saw yeah. 3, Saw 4, Saw 5, Saw 6, Saw the Final Chapter.
Which is also Saw 7 3D. Yeah.
Jigsaw.
Yes.
And then Spiral from the Book of Saw.
Oh, that's the one with Chris Rock. That's supposed to come out either this year or next year. It's like a spinoff with Chris Rock. Doing not comedy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Here's the other thing. 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 2010, and then 7 years to Jigsaw.
Yeah, Jigsaw was...
They released one of these movies every fucking year for 6 years?
Yeah. Jigsaw was, I believe, supposed to be sort of a reboot.
Of course it was, because who wouldn't want to get more of this shit? I got cancer, so I get to pass judgment on the whole fucking world. I don't know who the protagonist of these movies are supposed to be. I don't know who the antagonist is supposed to be. All I know is that I hate everyone in them.
Yeah.
There are no good characters. There's nobody you're rooting for.
No.
Like the first movie, you were rooting for the Adam and Wesley.
Yeah, yeah.
In the second movie, who are you rooting for? Nobody. Maybe the cop?
Maybe the cop, yeah.
But he's also just a huge asshole, so yeah. It's like,
He's also he's also a bad cop.
No. He's not the reason those people are in there. The reason those people are in there is that old fucking cunt who decides to kidnap people and put them into fucking murder situations, okay? It's his fault.
I said he's a bad cop.
Because if fucking Cancer Man had done the job the right way the first time and killed himself, none of these movies would be happening. Not one fucking movie.
That's why I said he's a bad cop.
And in this movie, who am I rooting for? I don't really care about the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't like Jigsaw. Uh-huh. I don't like Linda. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about Jeff. Uh-huh. They really laid it on thick about what a fucking terrible father he was. Don't care about any of the people that are in the traps. Don't even really care about his revenge fantasy. Yeah. I'm just, it's like, why am I watching this movie? Who are these movies for? That's really the question I got to ask.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this movie for?
Because
I feel like the way you're supposed to watch this movie is the way I watched it. You fucking dick around on your phone. They just got into a new room with a new trap.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I killed that guy. All right.
Back to playing. Yeah, that's about how I watch him. Yeah.
All right, we're going to do the rest of the series. It's just going to be, we're going to pull up a compilation video on YouTube, and we're just going to power through them all, and we don't have to watch the whole movie.
There you go. There you go. I know, if I recall correctly, 4 has a pretty good opening.
It doesn't. It sucks. Just like the others. Here's my prediction. Before and after. Saw 4, garbage. Saw 5, worse. Saw 6, bullshit. Saw 7, terrible. Jigsaw, the worst. Whatever the 9th one is, a big pile of steaming shit right in my fucking mouth. Saw 10, dicks literally into my eyes until they explode out of my head.
That's a pretty good trap.
Saw 11, just fucking kill me now.
Jeff Birch, do you want to play a game?
I don't. Just go ahead and end it. I don't give a fuck. I'll sit here all day.
You are strapped in a harness I call the Dickifier.
You best hope I don't fucking get out of here, old man, because I will kick the piss out of you.
The 5 men in front of you have been given a Viagra cocktail. Their penises will slowly inch towards your face over the next 5 minutes, unless you pull a key out of somewhere or something.
In May of 2019, it was confirmed that a 9th film in the series was in production. Former series director Darren Lynn Boosman will return to helm the film. Comedian and actor Chris Rock will star in the film and will also be involved as an executive producer. That's always a sign of a great movie. In addition to writing the story treatment, that's going to be a great movie. Rock stated, I've been a fan of Saw since the first film in 2004. I am excited by the opportunity to take this to a really intense and new twisted place. Oh, I'm sure you are. Jigsaw writer Josh Stolberg and Pete Goldfinger are turning to write the screenplay. Stolberg later clarified that the 9th installment will exist in the same continuity of the previous films, though it will not be a direct sequel to Jigsaw. The movie began filming in June of 2019 and was scheduled to be released in theaters on May 15, 2020, but was delayed due to the Chinese election year virus. Thank God. Fucking finally. They saved us from another fucking Saw movie. Main cast and characters.
For Spiral?
No, this is for all of them. Jigsaw, Amanda Young, Mark Hoffman, Jill Tuck, Lawrence Gordon, Adam Stanhite, Zeb Hindle. David, do you know any of these people?
Yeah.
Detective Halloran, William Easton. I couldn't pull these out of a fucking lineup of one person. Every one of these movies is so fucking forgettable. And we know the guy's not dead because the fucking 8th movie's called Jigsaw. It's not called Random Fucking Copycat Killer. It's called fucking Jigsaw. I want to take that puppet and shove it up someone's ass. My head is fucking killing me, and it's all the fucking editing in this movie. The movie's literally unwatchable.
It's edited like a...
It's edited like a porno compilation by a fucking teenager in 2006 who just got whatever fucking GIF clips he could, and he's trying to make the best of it he can. It's edited. It's edited like they had a camera that had a weird shutter and it would just lock closed every like few seconds. And like, well, we got to cut that out somehow. Like, oh, we'll just add flashes of bright light.
I was saying it's edited like a 2000s electronic song music video.
I can't press this button enough on these movies. I'm going to get all 6 of them. I'm just going to be like. And I'm going to fire my gun into the bang, bang. You're going to come over on Monday and be like, what happened to your Blu-ray player? No idea.
Good thing we've got the digital kids.
Well, my internet's also out. I don't want the digital codes. No. I don't want anyone to be like, what movies do you have on Vudu? And then be like, oh, you got the software. I don't. What I especially don't want is I don't want some girl to be like, "What movies do you have on Vudu?" Oh, let's watch the Saw franchise. Maybe I do, and I'd just be like, "No, you can get out. I don't care how big your titties are. You can just leave right now. Show them to me first, though."
That's a pretty good barometer of quality.
And then get the fuck out of here. And I love horror movies. These are not horror movies. These are bad movies.
Yeah.
These aren't even fun bad. You know, it's like, what was the, we watched, what horror movie did we watch? We were cracking up a couple months ago. It was early on in the lockdown, early on in our movie nights.
Early on in the movie nights.
Anyway, like we've watched some really shitty horror movies in the past.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Phantasm in these movies. Really? Again. Yeah, I'd rather watch Phantasm 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12, 15, whatever fucking Phantasm they're on.
I think that's 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah, those are too fucking many. Because at least that one has a man pissing himself. And a cool car. Yeah. And a little boy that looks like a little girl.
Oh, the car chase in the first one. You remember the car chase in the first one with Danny Glover?
Yeah. I thought that's high cinema at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny Glover and what's it, Wesley?
Snipes.
No. Danny Glover was in the first movie. So was the first movie had some
names.
Some names in it.
No more names.
No.
Because these are garbage.
I think I know the biggest name in the rest of the movies.
My name?
No, it's Chester Bennington.
I have no idea who that is. He sounds like something you would name a cat.
He's the guy from Linkin Park that doesn't do the rapping. That killed himself a couple years ago.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Linkin Park because I have good taste.
He's in one of these. He gets a pretty good kill too.
Does he? Does he though? Because like,
yeah. It's how about I tell you, it's car related.
Don't care. None of these even come close to like some of the lamest kills in the Friday the 13th series. Or the do you remember I think it's Nightmare on Elm Street 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out of the TV and grabs that chick. Welcome to primetime, bitch. Yeah. We got nothing even on the same fucking plane of greatness as those.
So do you want to stop here at 3?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I know. The answer is yes, but do we keep going or not?
See if anybody gives a fuck about these, and then we can decide.
Sure, sure.
I might edit this into one big before, after. No, probably not, because we're at 2.5 hours of recording time right now.
Wow.
Yeah. There's gaps, though. So.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So would you recommend Saw
3? No, I wouldn't. Don't. Like, go watch the Halloween franchise. I'd rather watch fucking Halloween 3 Season of the Witch.
Would you really?
Yes.
Let's go watch it right now.
I would rather watch that movie because at least we had some really great laughs during that movie, you know? Like, when the guy gets, like, barely pinned by the car, he's like, ugh. It's right. So funny.
The whole concept of that
the
movie.
The whole concept is outrageous. Yeah. I'd rather watch that movie... 5 more times. Just back to back to back. Just put me in a room and put on Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, and I'll just look and say, and don't open the doors and don't make me watch the rest of these fucking movies.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of more movies I'd rather watch. I'd rather watch Aquaman.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'd watch it just to see all the fucking money they spent on it. All that underwater CG
sea money.
Shit.
Yeah. I'd rather watch Batman versus Superman again. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I would too. That is a better movie than Saw 3.
I mean, than the other five movies that I haven't seen yet. Another terrible movie. It's another terrible movie that I would rather watch than this. I'd rather watch the J.J. Abrams Star Trek films back to back.
Would you really?
Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. I'm telling you, dude, Into Darkness is real. It's real bad.
Yeah. I'd rather sit down and marathon those three movies.
What about Discovery season 3?
Yeah.
You'd rather watch Discovery, of the season 3 Discovery than.
I'd rather watch seasons 2 and 3. Lower Decks.
You haven't seen 2, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd rather watch all of those than finish this Saw franchise.
because you know, at least like there's probably in a season of Star Trek Discovery, there's probably like 25 minutes of good stuff.
Sure, sure, sure.
And at least I can like have righteous anger at how bad they handled the Star Trek franchise. Versus this is just like, this sucks, and the only ones responsible for it are yourselves. Wow.
Huh. Well,
what would you rather watch than the rest of these movies?
I turn my head off when I watch these.
I don't understand how people can
because I know they're bad, schlocky, torture porn, gore movies.
Yeah. There has to be something good for me to turn my brain off.
That's a cool way to kill a guy.
You know what's a cool way to kill a guy?
What?
A big ass rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe even a cinder block.
Uh-huh.
I'll hoist it up. You hoist it up and drop it on my face.
He ain't heavy. He's my friend. Now I was going to ask if you'd rather watch like all of what's his name's movies? Edgar Wright. All the ones you haven't seen.
No.
No?
No.
That would just be what? At World's End and Scott Pilgrim?
I've seen Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, you've seen Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah. So just be at World's
End.
Yeah, don't want to watch that movie. I'd rather watch these five movies than that movie.
Really?
Yeah, because Hot Fuzz is very not good, and Scott Pilgrim also I like very Hot not Fuzz. Good.
It's Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. He made Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
Great movie. I'm really convinced more and more that a lot of these writers and directors, they have one good movie in them. Leigh Whannell's was Upgrade. James Wan's was Aquaman.
I enjoyed the first Conjuring movie.
Yeah, I'm sure that also sucks. Based on this, garbage. Because that looks like a franchise of jump scares, a jump scare franchise, like a creepy atmospheric vibe, and then creepy face, loud noise, change of lighting.
Yeah. The Conjuring, though, at least the first one, or I think it's the second one, too, is based on real people.
I think you could make this movie an interesting movie if you slowed down the editing.
Uh-huh.
And instead of killing people that the guy already hates.
Yeah.
You kill people the guy loves.
Uh-huh.
So he's like desperately trying to save everyone and failing.
Yeah.
And instead of these like shaky cam hard cut, like when the guy's getting his whole fucking body twisted up, right?
Yeah.
It's this shaky, you can't tell what's going on. It's a close up of a hand, close up of his face, close up of a hand, close up of his face, close up of a foot, close up of his face, close up of the guy at the box, close up of the judge, close up of the guy at the box, close up of his hand, close up of the judge, close up of his face, close up of the box. Instead of that, it was like a lockdown, like pushing in this guy's like crying, like, please, please help me. And he's like, the key, there's nowhere to put it. But instead of doing that, they made a terrible movie with seventh grader logic and inexplicably this guy saying that he hates murderers.
Yeah.
You want to take some murderers off the street? kill yourself. You're not Batman, buddy. Also, where the fuck does he get money for all this shit?
I'm trying to remember what his job was. They definitely explain it later on.
He made children's puzzle toys.
He made puzzles. Yeah, he made kids' puzzles.
He should have made a grenade in his garage. Poorly. Who the fuck drives a car off a cliff to kill yourself? Fucking kill yourself like a man with a bottle of sleeping pills and a bottle of Jack Daniels, and then you get in your car and drive up a fucking cliff with a bunch of gasoline in the back seat. You pussy. You fucking worthless slime ball.
Who drove the car off a cliff?
Jigsaw!
What?
What? They show his car all fucking fucked up and flipped over, and it's like my body survived this car crash off a cliff, but it couldn't do cancer. You're not even paying attention to what we're watching right now. No wonder you don't think they're fucking awful.
Wait, it's so when did I'm seriously in Saw 3.
It was in one of these fucking movies. I don't know which one. I just work here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I do remember now. Yeah, that was in 2.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kill yourself like a man. Tie a rope around your neck.
Uh-huh.
Throw it over a rafter.
Yeah.
And then jump off the second story.
And then you carve Brooks was here into the wood.
That is also a thing you do if you're in Shawshank Redemption.
Which is a great movie.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Name a Morgan Freeman movie that isn't great.
Bruce Almighty. No, sorry. Evan Almighty.
Is he in Evan Almighty?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes. He's in Evan Almighty. It's a terrible movie. They took Bruce Almighty. They're like, what if we did Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, I saw Evan Almighty.
But instead of making it like a comedy? Fun comedy, we made it like
a kids movie?
No, a closet Christian film.
But also kid friendly.
Yeah.
Even more kid friendly than Bruce Almighty was.
I mean, in Bruce Almighty, he used his magic power to give a woman an incredible orgasm and bigger boobs.
It was PG-13, though. That's a great movie.
That is a great sequence.
Yeah. The whole movie is great.
When he pulls the moon closer and then like on the news, they're like, tides have completely fucked up on the other side. I'd rather watch Evan Almighty than any of the next movies. I'd rather watch Paint Dry. It'd have a more coherent storyline and less logical bullshit.
Well, boy, does YouTube have the answer for you.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. Go to YouTube, type in watching Paint Dry for 10 hours. And you will find videos of paint drying for 10 hours. You gotta paint it first.
He's doing a terrible job.
Oh yeah, he's not trying to like paint a wall or anything. If it's the one I'm thinking
fucking
of.
Look at all those clumpy bullshit.
Yeah, he bought a board to film.
Why is he breathing so hard?
Because he gets off on it.
Better fucking...
Yeah. Is that paint drying ASMR?
Better plot than fucking Saw movies. Watching grass grow.
Nice. Would you rather watch anime?
Yeah. 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 Let's do it. Fucking Akira, Naruto.
Well, we have to wait.
All 7 seasons of Naruto.
7? Did you say 7?
How many fucking seasons are there?
7. He thinks there's 7 seasons. He thinks there's 7 seasons. I dare you to guess the episode count.
1,000.
Not far off.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let's do all 1,000 episodes of Naruto. What else is there? Let's watch the Ghost in the Shell anime.
I was going to say it was Akira. We have to wait because the 4K release comes out in December. So we'll watch it when the 4K
comes out. Oh, Dragon Ball Z. We watch all the Dragon Ball Z. Watch it in Japanese. I'll fucking read it off the TV. You know how much I hate reading subtitles.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we'll watch Life is Beautiful in the original Italian.
I like Life is Beautiful.
I don't.
Really?
No. It's a fucking boring movie. Just fucking put the guy in the shower already. Jesus Christ. What other animes have I heard of? What's that one you like? My Hero Academia?
Yeah.
It's
like X-Men.
One Punch Man. I know about One Punch Man.
Yeah, I tried watching One Punch Man. It really wasn't for me. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, you like Two Punch right in the butthole. Bam, bam. what other animes? I've heard of these animes that people watch. Sailor Moon. We watch Sailor Moon.
I've been on a real tragic anime.
Bleach, Trigun, Cowboy Bebop. Those are all things that I heard on Adult Swim.
Yeah. What about Outlaw Star? You remember that? That was on Toonami.
I heard that name, yeah.
It was Space Western before Cowboy Bebop came out. Gundam? We'll watch all the Gundams? That's a lot of Gundam.
Yeah, well, we'll watch all of them. I'm gonna get 100 TVs. We'll just set them up in a circle, and each TV will play a different franchise, and we'll just put them on and just let the white noise wash over me. And when I come out of it, I'll be a huge fag. I'll be able to hack all the computers.
Yeah. Suffice it to say that you did not enjoy Saw 3.